Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Tesvov Sivan, the 4th of June, Harav Yaakov David Wasserman Schlita, Lilmoid Almanos Lasois. This week's Torahway has been sponsored anonymously. I'll bring you a Gemara Sukkah.
There you are.
Okay. Thank you.
I have to give a thank you to the Olam. I'm first time in London since I'm a little child. And I'm warmly welcomed by being offered to give a share. So, thank you very much. Let's try. The Indian we wanted to discuss is Limud Amadas Lasos. It's a subject that we find both in Halacha and in Agoda. It applies to Nafkaminis and Halacha, and it applies to Yonim Musa and Yonim Machshava, things that the way we act. One of the main mekayros of the halacha, the person is supposed to be loymin amanas lasos. When you learn, it's not with the intent of only picking up intellectual ideas. Rather, a person is supposed to learn with the intent of be mekayim the halachas that he's learning and take it to lemaisa. The first nafkamina in halacha is that's the intent you're supposed to have and the purpose of incorporating the purpose of our learning. In addition, we find the klal, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hey, you do the klal, or isi b'mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. A person is doing one mitzvah, he's not mechuyis to do another. The Gemara says if, let's say, somebody is going to do pidyon shvuyim, and he's a hoylich lufta shvuyim, and now on Sukkah, and the question is, does he have to eat in the Sukkah? Does he take a detour to find the Sukkah? And the answer is no. You eat out of the sukkah, although you mechuyev in sukkah, the whole sukkah. But Yosef B'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. A chassan is potter from Kriya Shema b'leil chupasay because he's Torah b'mitzvah. The Gemara lashens at a pasuk, b'shivtcha b'veisecha. When a person is not b'shivtcha b'veisecha, he's not mechuyev in Kriya Shema. He's only mechuyev in Kriya Shema b'shivtcha b'veisecha. He's only mechuyev when you're not busy with something else. But if you're busy with a different mitzvah, you're potter from doing a different mitzvah. Once you start one mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. There's an exception to the rule of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, and that's a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says the only mitzvah that doesn't have oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, when a person is oisik in Talmud Torah. Although Talmud Torah is, in its form of mitzvah, is Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah of all mitzvahs. At the same time, it has a kula that if you're involved in Talmud Torah, you don't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. It doesn't have the chshivas that if you're involved in Torah, you potter from all the mitzvahs. Adarabba, when you're learning Torah, you stop learning Torah and you go for Mikra Megillah and you go for Asiyah Sukkah, and that's what we do. We stop learning at any given time to go be mekayim mitzvahs all the time. There's no din of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah in Talmud Torah. And the question is, why? The Gemara Moed Katan doesn't really tell us. The Gemara just proves the fact from Astira Psukim in the Nedivin Neviim. It says in one place, Yikarehi Mipnimim B'chol Chafetzecha Lo Yishvuba. Nothing is comparable to Torah. And it says none of your personal desires are comparable. Hachefti Shemayim Yishvuba. It sounds like for a different mitzvah would be comparable to Torah. In other words, you could stop Torah for the mitzvah. And then it says, Kol chafetim lo yishvu ba, filu chafetim shemayim lo yishvu ba. There are times when a person's involved in Torah and he doesn't stop learning for a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, when is it this way, when is it that way? And the Gemara says that there's a halach in Talmud Torah, when a mitzvah is e'ef shalasi salyidei acherim, then we stop Talmud Torah and we go do the mitzvah. If there's no one else to do bikachaylam, we stop and we do it. If the our own chiyuvim, our own mikra megillah. It's yashalas seidechen. We can't send the shliach to go be yoytze mikra megillah for us. So we have to do it ourselves. We can't anything that we have to do ourselves. We stop Talmud Torah. Mashenkin, if there's a mitzvah that anyone else can go do, there's four other people who could do the Bikkur Cholim, then we continue learning, and we allow the other person who's not currently learning to go and do it. So that's the halacha. The Gemara sees it from the Divin Avim. The question is, why? Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aris in Yevamis, in the back, he says, he tries to understand what is the reason why Talmud Torah should be different. Talmud Torah should be the strongest mitzvah. It should have Kavachim, it should have the halacha that if you're involved in Talmud Torah, you're part of more than mitzvahs. It's the biggest mitzvah. And Abba Chanan says it's based on the fact that the Gemara Brachos teaches us that there's another exception to Talmud Torah, and that is Parnassa. We all are responsible to make a Parnassa, and that responsibility, even though it's a more mundane thing than a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a filahachi, we go make Parnassa, because we dash in the pasuk, we're safted the ganecha, that a person who has a responsibility to be oisif the dog, and the person has a responsibility to bring in Parnassa, but after the Ganecha, you potter from Talmud Torah when you're involved in the pursuit of Parnassa. So we make sure to be Mekayim Talmud Torah morning and evening and on a smaller level, but then we go and we make Parnassa. So Rabbi Chanan says, it's a Kal V'Chaymeh. Madach a person has a halacha if he needs to take care of his personal needs. Thus after the Ganecha is on Parnassa, the halacha is in Vata Talmud Torah. So then if you have a need, Kochefti Shemaim, if you have a need to do a mitzvah, and it's Iyash Shalas Day Echerim, then Talmud Torah is Potter. You're Potter from Talmud Torah when you have other needs, even Panasa. So Kol Shekein, the need of a mitzvah. So Enachanami Talmud Torah really is a mitzvah, and really should have Allah Chavoy to a mitzvah, Potter and a mitzvah. But Talmud Torah has an exception that all the mitzvahs don't have, that in B'mokim, a person's personal need, you're Potter from Talmud Torah. And just like the personal need of Panasa, so who adin, the personal need of doing a mitzvah, a kal v'chaymer. That's Rabbi Chanan's mahalach. I think we could show that there's another mahalach based on a Yerushalmi, and it makes a nafkamina. The Tosfos in Mayit Katan on this Gemara that says that mitzvahs, the only time you continue learning b'makom a mitzvah is only when it's efshel la'asei de acherim, when it's efshel la'asei de acherim, you stop learning. In other words, there's no din of oitzig mitzvah, batam and mitzvah. Taisish tolsu Yerushalmi in Shabbos. And it says over there, the halacha, that a person is stops Talmud Torah, lo'oise sukkah, v'lulav k'di'isi b'Yerushalmi. And the loshon of the Yerushalmi in Shabbos is as follows. Omer Rav Yechanon, a person who's a loymid should be a loymid amanas lasais. When you learn Torah, you have to do it with the intent, with the kivun of being mekayim the Torah. Loimen amanas lasis. And Yerushalmi says a very strong lashon. It says, in somebody who learns Torah and he looks at his intellectual pursuit and it doesn't apply to lemaisa, you don't have to do. You feel like you don't have to keep the mitzvahs that it teaches us. Mutar shenefach shel yalpanov. He should never have been born. Even worse, he should have. Yerushalmi goes through exactly, he shouldn't have been born, he should have been born for a rega and then passed away. It's a chomerdike thing. A person is supposed to be careful with the intent of learning manas lasis. Yerushalmi says, therefore, since Torah has a din, and the Karbonate over there brings psukim, where it says in the pasuk that the Abisha taught us the Torah, v'madtem ve'asu, and we should do it, that together with the fact that we were taught Torah and we learned Torah, we have to also be mekayim the Torah. Is a chelik of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, a chelik of a person's gisha when he sits down to learn, is that he's loymen amnas lasis, and if he's not loymen amnas lasis, then it's a tzvi a mutu she nebach shul yalponov. I'm sorry? Yes. So the question is, why is there no din of oisik b'mitzvah though? There's a chiyuv to keep the Torah, so just like all of the mitzvahs, but once you're involved in Talmud Torah, you're doing a mitzvah, so maybe Lishma would say, do this mitzvah instead of you're doing Talmud Torah, so you'll be part of from doing the other mitzvah. How do we know you stop? A person definitely has to keep all the mitzvahs, so maybe take luluv when you're not learning. Maybe. So how do you make a luluv? So that's hilchos el mashiach. We learn even if you're not not only to be amanas dasis. That's definitely so. There's a mitzvah lulmoid, even where it doesn't pertain halacha lemaisa. There's schar and there's mitzvah talmud Torah at the same time. But a person has to also have in mind that when he's learning, he's ready to keep every single. What you can't keep, you can't keep. There's no way to make this, so we can't do it. But if a person would learn only for the intellectual learning and specifically not to be mekayim, that would be wrong also. Both ways are true.
Would he be allowed then if he's Ashkenaz to learn the Sfat or Sfatim and Hogim, which he knows he's not going to keep because he's.
I don't know.
Knowing that he's not going to do it.
Would it apply for would he be able to help someone who has Nusuk Sfat? So that would be negated
to. Know what it is that they
so know what need. I don't think there's an isser. If something doesn't have something that's nagei lemaisa, there's no isser. You're allowed to learn it. It's just a positive mechayiv that when you learn, you should learn with the intent of keeping it. But if it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. Could a man learn the halachas of a koyin, a koyin, halachas of a levi? Of course, you can do it as long as you're keeping the. Yeah. I'll call upon him. So the Yerushalmi says the person is supposed to be leiman amanas lasis. Of them say to Yerushalmi, and therefore there's no din of Oisik b'mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. That means Yerushalmi is saying a new pshat, other than what Rabbi Chanan told us from Fasafta de Ganech. The question is why Talmud Torah doesn't have the din of Oisik b'mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. So to Yerushalmi, the reason is because Talmud Torah has a positive mechayev that when you're learning, Torah is supposed to be learned on manas lasis. And therefore, it's a contradiction. If Torah is supposed to be learned Tabanas Lazais, then you can't use the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is in itself inherently be mechayev you to go do mitzvahs, and use that to patek kiyama mitzvahs. So Torah is the exception, not al tzvias after the ganecha, not because this is chepti shemayim, it's kal v'choyma from Parnasa, rather because Torah has a halacha that is supposed to be learned Tabanas Lazais, therefore, whenever we have a mitzvah that comes to us, and we're middle of learning. We are mechuyev to do the mitzvah, mavad the mitzvah, but the Talmud Torah itself has a mechayev. Loimen amanas lasis. You're supposed to learn amanas lasis, and therefore we interrupt Torah to be able to go do the mitzvahs that Torah tells us to do. Al tzta halach of loimen amanas lasis. As I state in Yerushalmi, I think you can say a. Apidus Yerushalmi, you might be able to venture an answer to a question that Rabbi Simcha has. There's a Peledik of Rashi in Sukkah. When Rashi comes to find examples of Oisik b'mitzvah potam and mitzvah, which you have b'shar mitzvahs, Rashi says a case, Shluchei mitzvah, a potter from Sukkah, Rashi says, what's an example? Hoiluch b'derech mitzvah, kigoin, lil mitoira, lahak b'opnei rabbi, v'liftoi shvuyim. The examples of mitzvah that a person is doing that has the halacha of oisik mitzvah potam and mitzvah, and if you're going to do that, you can eat out of the sukkah on sukkahs. The three examples Rashi gives is the second one would be to go mekabel pnei rabbi beregel. There's a halacha to mekabel pnei rabbi. Lifter shvuyim to go be poy the shvuyim, the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. And the first example that Rashi gives is hoyluch b'derech kigoin lulmei Torah. A person who's traveling to go to Talmud Torah. That's one of the examples of a person who's potter from Sukkah. I'll say it's a mitzvah, potter from a mitzvah. Frekta of Meir Simcha, or Sameach al Rambam, he says, Hoylech Lulmei Torah is a Heksha mitzvah of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the mitzvah to go learn? The mitzvah to go learn is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Heksha of it is to go and learn. So you have to be a Hoylech to get there, and then you sit down and learn. He says, mitzvah of Talmud Torah in its own right does not have a din of oisik mitzvah, potter from a mitzvah. And you would stop learning to be Mekai many mitzvah. So how could Hoylech Lulmei Torah, which is even less Talmud Torah than Lima the Torah itself, it's just a Hechsher Mitzvah, have a Halacha of Oisik Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah? That's a Meir Simcha's Kasha. It's a Shtarka Kasha. Rabbi Meir Simcha says from this Kasha he wants the Shvara Halacha L'maisa. He shtals to a Tosis and Ksubas, a Moir Dika Chiddush L'Halacha. He says, Tosis and Ksubas says, based on the Gemara in Brachas, G'dayla Shimusha Melimuda, there's something that's bigger than Talmud Torah called Shimush Talmud Chachamim. He wants Pashup Shat Gedol Shimush in the Muda. The Gemara says it's talking about where Elisha poured the water on Eliyahu Hanavi's hands, so he was being Meshamish. He was taking care of him. So Gedol Shimush in the Muda. But Tosis in Ksuba says Gedol Shimush in the Muda is not only talking about physical Meshamish, physical taking care of. It also means learning from a Rebbe the Chelkei HaTorah that involved Iyun and Svara. And you need a shimush from a Rebbe to be able to learn how to do that. and it's not as simple as just taking the ideas based on what you read inside. You need the Hadrach of a Rebbe. That part of Limud HaTorah is called Shimush. That part of Limud HaTorah is Gedolei Shimush on Limuda. It has an extra chivas. That Talmud Torah has a halacha, the Oisik B'mitzvah, the Batamara Mitzvah. So Hoylech Lom HaTorah is talking about a case of a person who's going for the purpose of Gedolei Shimush on Limuda, and that type of Talmud Torah, Taka, Oisik B'mitzvah, Batamara Mitzvah, is different than other parts of Talmud Torah. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's for a
It's hard to get there. It's a subtle difference
between the two types of Talmud Torah.
Learning
by somebody who teaches you how to learn.
It's not at all subtle. It means that everybody who's involved in Iyun HaTorah and Pilpul HaTorah is going to be Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs, according to that.
B'shas that he's learning, according
to
this.
So it's Yeshiva Bochrim. They won't have to. They won't have to say Kriya Shema.
While they're sitting in Yeshiva by a Rebbe, they'll be Potter. Yeah. It will be a Pella.
Don't tell him.
For nushing during the shiur, they don't have to make profit.
Yeah. Sound good? According to this Yushalmi, though, I think we can answer the Rashi with less of a chiddush. The Yushalmi says that the reason that the Talmud Torah does not have the din of Oisuk B'mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah is because Talmud Torah has halacha, positive mechayiv in Talmud Torah, that when a person's learning, it generates within us a reason that we have to keep the mitzvahs, because loymen amanas lasis. So Torah demands that we should be mechayim the mitzvahs. Therefore, it can't patter. It's a contradiction to pattering. Then maybe we could say that this entire contradiction is only so at the time of the limud itself. We're sitting and we're learning, we're involved in the learning, and the Torah tells us this limud that we're doing is telling us, go do this mitzvah and the other mitzvah, and then we say, you know, I'm not going to do the mitzvah, I'd rather stay and learn about the mitzvah, and then we can't do that. It generates a reason, and I'm a chayiv, to go and do the mitzvah. That's b'shas the limud. But when a person's hoylich l'umay Torah, which is Rashi's case, at that point, you're not actually involved in the limud at that point. All you have is the fact that it's an extra for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Maybe the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mitzad atzme, according to the Yishalmi, has also the halacha of mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. Not different than any other mitzvah. As a matter of fact, it's a bigger mitzvah, and it's Talmud Torah connected kulam, and it's definitely enough chashuv to be able to bat you from any other mitzvah. But that would only be true as long as you don't have the problem of the Yishalmi. You have to be a limud amanas lasis. So when a person is hoylich, it's a heksham mitzvah for the mitzvah, but he's not actually learning. So you have the mile of a heksham mitzvah, which is connected to the mitzvah. So the heksham mitzvah has the din of oisik mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. Generally, Talmud Torah wouldn't patah because it has a contradictory power that it goes and tells you, but you mechuyiv to go do the mitzvah because of the limud. That's only the time of the actual limud. So when a person is hoylich, he'll be patah from sukkah. But once he's sitting and learning, he has an additional mechayiv that it's luyman amas lasis, is mechayiv us to keep the Torah. And therefore, as at the time of learning, he would have to stop learning at any given moment to be able to do any mitzvah. But during that point of hoylech l'umay Torah, he could still be patal, so he could mitzvah patal on a mitzvah. According to the Yishalmi, maybe we could say this answer to Rashi in Sukkah. It's the halacha of l'umay manas lasis. I don't know the clock, so I don't know when I'm going to go over time.
It's a big one over there. Okay, you got to
22. Okay, so I'll first go to a point in Agada, which is connected to this, and if there's time after that, I have one other case that actually gets answered with this point. But there's a Gemara, which is very connected to this point. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says as follows. Gemara says on Daf Mem, Kfar Hoyer Reb Tarfon v'Zekeinim Mitzuvim Baliyas Beis Nitzeh. Reb Tarfon and Zekeinim were sitting together in the Aliyah of a fellow Nitzeh, Belud. V'nishal Hashelu Zeh Befneim. And the question came in front of them, Talmud Gadol Maisa Gadol. What is of superior importance? Is Talmud Gadol or is Maisa Gadol? Which is more important, Talmud Torah or Kiyama Mitzvahs? Nen Reb Tarfon v'Oma Maisa Gadol. Nenu Rabbi Kiva v'omar Talmud Gadol, machloikis. Nenu kulam v'omru, it came out l'maisa Talmud Gadol, shehat Talmud mevi l'idei maisa. Talmud Gadol shehat Talmud mevi l'idei maisa. It's a chidus duma the Gemara. Talmud Gadol, Talmud is comes as superior to Maisa, because Talmud has the Chshivas that's Mevil De Maisa. If the entire Chshivas of Talmud is that it's Mevil De Maisa, that inherently means that Maisa is Gadol, and Talmud's Chshivas is that it's Mevil De Maisa, so then it, in Eubesh it would mean that Maisa is Gadol. Tosis and Baba Kama, on the Zayin, brings down this Gemara, and he has a chat over there coming to say that Maisa is Gadol based on this point, and he says the Gemara says Talmud Gadol based on this point. Doesn't explain what to do with this Gemara, but he brings out this the Taisa himself but makes this point. There's a Rashi over here, which may be answering this kasha. Rashi says, "What does the Gemara mean? Shat Talmud mevili de Maisa nimtzu shneim biyodei." The Maila of Talmud is that now you end up with both, and possibly what Rashi means to say is as follows. Simple understanding of Talmud Mevil De Maisa is a practical thing. It's practical. You can't do Leyam Aretz Chassid. We can't be Mekayim Torah if we don't have the Ideas of Torah. So a person has to learn simply to Mekayim the Mitzvahs. And it's true besides the fact that a person has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn even that's something that's not Negeah like Halachas of Karbonos like nowadays. Avada is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But there's also a practical thing, even if a person wouldn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he'd have to learn just to be able to learn how to do the mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Noshim apatah from Talmud Torah. So the Beis Yosef asks, so why did Noshim make a birch satayra? So Beis Yosef says, Noshim make a birch satayra because they're part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and they would never learn about Karbonos. But any mitzvah that Noshim actually have to do, they have to learn simply because they have to learn in order to know what to do. So that's why they make a birch satayra. So there's an element of Torah that you need for the practical knowledge to be able to mekayim the mitzvahs. And that would be the simple understanding of a Talmud Mevil De Maisa. That's good for what it means. It means that's what you have to do. But it seems that Rashi's understanding maybe a deeper level. Maybe Rashi understands as follows. HaTalmud Mevili De Maisa doesn't only allow us to know what to do. It's actually Mevili De Maisa. Or a person, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Barasi Yetzor Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barasi Yetzor, Barasi Teret Avon. A person has a tremendous Yetzor and the Eibishter says, Eidus, like the Mesillas Yesharim explains the Gemara, that the Ribbono Shel Olam who created the Yetzer Hara taught us that there's only one way that a human being could have the energy to counter the Koyach of a Yetzer Hara, and that's through Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, the Medrash in Eicha says, Chochmo Bagoyim Tamen, Torah Bagoyim Al Tamen. There's a Koyach in Torah that it has, that it goes into a person and it energizes us to reach a higher level. It gives us a different koyach. So that means that within Torah, there's a koyach, just like we said, there's a halacha, that you have to be lumen amanas lasais. The Gemara over here is saying, HaTalmud Mevili De Maisa. It just like it's mechayev us to learn that way, it also energizes us to do so. When we learn Torah, we get another ruchnis dikka koyach. We acquire the koyches within ourselves, the energy, the stamina, to push and be mekayim and listen to everything that it says in the Torah. Torah's Mevil De Maisa is Kipshutai. It's not only do we need Torah in order to be able to know what to do, we need Torah to generate the energy, the koyach, to do so. Torah's Mevil De Maisa. And then that with this, maybe because I understand Rashi, how we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that Talmud is Godel from Maisa because a Talmud Mevil De Maisa. So we said, if Talmud is only Godel because it's Mevil De Maisa, so then Maisa is Godel. And the answer is, yeah, Maisa is Godel. But within Maisa, the Maasa is Torah. Torah is greater within Maisa itself. Because Torah is the way, the ultimate way that you guarantee having a Maisa. If a person would have Maisa without Torah, he's not guaranteed Maisa. If a person would have Torah just for the ideas, but it wasn't made with the Maisa, he would just have Torah, wouldn't have Maisa. The only chelik of Maisa that guarantees Maisa is Torah. So Torah is maybe the Maisa, so then Torah is other. Torah is other because with Torah, you're guaranteed both Torah and Maisa. Without Torah, you're not guaranteed Maisa either. So Torah is Pashat, the greater of the two in Hilchas Maisa itself. It's the Maasa. So Mamela, Dr. Rashi, when you have Torah, then you have Shneim. You have both of them. So through Torah, maybe the Maisa is not just facilitating us with the ideas that we need. It gives us the Koyach, it drives us towards doing it. Torah is maybe the Maisa. So in this concept of Leman Amanas Lasseis, Sayin halacha, there's a halacha that therefore, Oisik Mitzvah is not part of a mitzvah when you learn Talmud Torah. and say, cite as the nafkemina, maybe that heksha mitzvah of Talmud Torah would have the halacha of Isaac Mitzvah and Mitzvah, like Hoylech Lumat Torah. And in addition, it's in Agada, it generates, it gives us the koyach to elevate ourselves, to be Mekayim, the Torah. I heard over a Maisa that was printed in the local papers in the U.S. in 1990, I believe it was, when the USSR fell, when Russia collapsed. And there was a fellow in Borough Park, who a young man, was outside on his front, on his porch. And the next door, the porch right alongside his, the fellow next door, was the Alter Russe Shiit. And he was standing outside, and he's looking. The news had just broke that the entire Gorbachev, Yeltsin, and it just fell apart. And one day there was a bloodless coup, and 70 years of communism, and it just disappeared. And so the person was this elderly gentleman was looking. He was not religious. He wasn't from, and he was standing there, and he was watching the streets of Borough Park. And you have the Yiddish mothers pushing their strollers with the children running after them, and the Yingalite running to the Kollel, and it's a bustling, happening, alive place. And he's looking, and he's like being shtoimim, an entire life of this communist ideal, and now it's gone, and this is all still alive. And he's talking to the Yingaman next door. So the Yingaman tells him, you know, you're Yid. You could do tshuva. You could put on tefillin this morning. Why not? So he says, I want to tell you something. It's not so simple. And he says a maisa, and this was brought down. This was at the time when we became Yedua. It's a paladika maisa. He says, when they were children, bacharim, young teenagers, he says, every home was losing children to socialism and Zionism and all the different isms of the time, and they weren't Shem Shabbos, they weren't Shem Torahs or Mitzvahs, and they went through the day. They had their chevra and they kept themselves busy. The worst evening of the week is Friday night. All the Yiddish homes, everybody sitting around the table, and zmiris and divrei Torah and a family, and they were the unwanted. They didn't feel wanted and they didn't belong. And so they would get together Friday night in a club on the edge of the town, and they would sing and they would dance and they would smoke and they would play cards, and they kept themselves busy and distracted. There was a fellow with the group one Friday evening, and he wanted to smoke a cigarette on Shabbos, and nobody had fire to light the cigarette. He said, so a fellow popped up and said, listen, we're right next to the Beis HaChaim, and there's the Kever Ban Kalina in the Beis Eilim. Over there, people come Kiseida to Davin, and they light the minig, they light a fire. Let's go to the Kever Ban Kalina, and we'll get fire to light a cigarette. So there's another person there. They weren't keeping Shabbos, but to go to the Kever Ban Kalina to get fire to light a cigarette on Shabbos, that was a... So the person said... So this young fellow, there's a Mechotzef, and he says... we're smoking on Shabbos. If there's no Shabbos, there's no Rebbeinu. There's no Rebbeinu. There's no Rebbeinu Kalina. So it's just fire. And he's going to go do it. And they all marched following him over to the Kever Rebbeinu Kalina. And he leaned over to light the cigarette. And he was nifta on the spot. He said, this Russian fellow, he turned to them and he turned to the young man. He said, and so you would think after we saw that, we left the Socialist Party, and we left the Communist Party, and we joined back with our families, and we became from again. He said, we didn't. He says, and it doesn't make sense. He says, I can't answer it. He says, because the fellow had announced earlier, he said, if there's no Shabbos, there's no Rabban, there's no Rabban Shalom, there's no Rabban Shalom, there's no Rabban Kalina. And then this happens, means there is a Rabban Kalina. If there is a Rabban Kalina, then there is a Rabban Shalom, then there is a Shabbos. So then, why don't we do the same mathematics the other way around? He said, we just couldn't get ourselves to do it. So he was trying to tell this fellow, and now after 70 years, I should just so easily just come and turn it all off, and it's just a tremendous Musa Haskell on human nature. It's not so easy to make a change. It's not. And as we as a person gets older, remember, we had things that we thought about when in our teens, in our 20s, in our 30s, and we think of, but by the time I'll be in my 40s, in my 50s, in my 60s, by then this wouldn't. And those things are still around. And there's different things that things don't change so easily. They don't change so easily. There's one kayach. There's only one kayach a person has that when he does that, he can overpower, he can get himself the energy, and that's limunat Torah. Torah is mevil demais, it energizes, it gives us kayach, and through that we can take conquer another level in ruchnius. Mevil demais, we could do more Torah mitzvahs with a ruach and with kayach. And it's my bracha and my tefillah. We should all have a meir de kisiyat de shmaya and Torah and mitzvahs, nachas from the children. Thank you very much. Thank you.